Men at the healing place come from all walks of life, says program director Al Jackson.
We've had airplane pilots, we've had doctors, we've had dentists, the common laborer.
The average age used to be 45 to 55, but the greatest increase is younger men, says Jackson, many addicted to opioids.
Usually when clients get to us, we have a saying here that the healing place is the last house on the block. We serve usually those men that are no longer employable. Society's given up on them.
Many enter the program through the Healing Places Sobering Up Center, says Clinical Director Ron Schneider. Both Schneider and Jackson are alumni of the program.
Because we are non-medical, we do, you know, monitor vital signs. We do monitor their mental health, looking for early warning signs, you know, that they are having some problems with their, you know, withdrawals, so that if it's necessary, we can send them out for further medical attention. Otherwise, you know, what we do is we provide support, we provide hope, and we just give them some opportunity to be able to, you know, change their life. And that's really what we promote, is a life-changing alternative.
Operated by the nonprofit Caritas, the Healing Place is free for men in the Richmond metro area who are homeless. Their definition of homelessness is broad. It just means your name can't be on a lease or mortgage. The model began more than 25 years ago in Louisville, Kentucky. That's where Jackson went through the program in 1995 before eventually coming to Richmond to help set up the Healing Place here.
The men run this facility. As you can see, they're walking around doing laundry, and they do the security in the front, they do the maintenance, they do all the cooking of the meals.
Karen Stanley is CEO of Caritas. She says their 12-step program is self-paced and peer-run. For some, it takes 6 months, others a year or longer. All clients begin with what's called off the streets. They get 3 meals a day, basic health care, and a bed in a large dorm room, and need to work their way to the next level of the program.
They literally start in the bottom bunk in the back wall there, and their goal is to get to this bunk here. And they move sometimes daily, and their movement is based on their motivation, and their motivation is measured by their number of AA and NA meetings they attend and the number of classes they attend.
In the beginning, the program restricts the use of motor vehicles and even bicycles. When clients go to off-site meetings, they walk. They call it trudging, or walking with a purpose.
They're getting all the substances out of their body, because obviously exercise is good for that, but they're also building community, and they're getting to know each other, so they're starting that, building that network amongst themselves. We do a lot of walking, and that's part of the model.
I was like, man, we got to walk to all these meetings, and this is crazy. Why can't we drive? I fought it.
Sean Fornia has been through the program twice. When he first heard they'd be walking miles a day, he thought it was ridiculous.
And then I started to understand that, you know, it's to create the bonds with my brothers. But I couldn't see that in the beginning. It took time. I had to go through it to have a better understanding of it, to relate with one another, and to pour out our sweat and on a hot summer days and walk across town. There's something in that with the bonds that you create doing that.
Many in the program were addicted to heroin and prescription opioids. Sean Fornia tried opioid replacement drugs like Suboxone and Methadone, but he says they weren't effective.
The only thing that seems to really work for me is being around this building.
Like others before him, Fornia has been through the 5 parts of the program and is now a paid mentor for the Healing Place.
We guide them through their step work, we hold them accountable, we role model for them, and we counsel them. And that's what this program's built upon. Role modeling, peer counseling, and peer accountability.
Between 65 and 70% of clients who complete the recovery program are still sober 1 year later. Even with the successful model, Healing Place alumni faced another challenge, getting a job, says Development Officer Clara Stokes.
Our clients were getting out there, had a year of sobriety under their belt, excited to go get a job, which they have to sustain themselves, and doors were being slammed in their face. They didn't know how to talk about their gaps in employment, and so they would self-sabotage and end up back in the Sobering Up Center.
After searching the country for effective models, the Healing Place started Works, specifically designed for people facing barriers to employment. They offer skills assessment, resume building, computer classes, and mock interviews. There are sessions on budgeting and building credit, and they work on establishing a strong character through communication and conflict resolution.
Here we go!
Right.
Each morning, there's a team-building exercise. Today, it's Minefield. A bunch of objects, balls, cups, and toys, are scattered on the floor. A blindfolded man gets directions. Step right, move forward, to avoid touching the objects.
It's a great way to start your day, but it's not just to be silly, it's to make people comfortable in uncomfortable situations, which is what you're doing when you're interviewing.
It's 1 o'clock now, come on. Keep walking, keep walking.
This is our clothing closet.
A Dress for Success module ends with participants getting tailored suits and dress shirts.
They get an interview-appropriate suit and several pair of pants and shirts. And we work with Ledbury, who's the local men's high-end shirt company. And they teach the Dress for Success class, and then every man gets 2 Ledbury shirts, which is an amazing thing that they've really been doing under the radar for the last 4 years. So... But we have volunteers that run all the components of our program. So we have a volunteer tailor and 2 women that come in and they actually measure all the men and pull out what they think that they would like.
The Healing Place works with dozens of area companies, from construction and landscaping to sales and financial institutions. Staff say about 90% of their clients are hired within 30 days of finishing the Works program.
They're there early, they're clean and sober. They've got a great attitude. They're so grateful that somebody's giving them another chance that when there's another position available in the company, the boss will come to them and be like, you got any buddies? So we find we have multiple layers of staff now in management positions and stuff in these companies. We had one gentleman that started to work for an assisted living facility as a maintenance assistant, and over the last 4 years has worked his way up to HR director and has hired like 15 of our men over the course of that time. So, I mean, it's pretty cool to watch.
I think the Caritas Works program was really instrumental into giving me a renewed sense of confidence that I haven't had in myself in a long time.
Sean Fornia was previously a network engineer. After finishing the Works program, he's hopeful he'll return to the field soon.
It just gave me confidence. I don't know how to, like a new set of legs to stand on, a renewed sense of just self-appreciation, confidence. It was a building up process that the drugs and the alcohol have torn down. It's torn me down, and that was the building up. You gather all this information through the process, and now they prepare you for the work environment. And it was very uplifting.
The Healing Place has reached capacity throughout the year. While they try to always make room, they've had to turn away about 18 men from the Sobering Up Center since July. And they referred 8 women to programs out of state. One of their next goals, to create a healing place for women in the greater Richmond community. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Comp, WCVE News.